that really wouldn't be on the top of my list to consider. The other item is if you look at the property elevation is much higher at the top of the road, and it's cool that you're talking about developing at the top of the road, but there's a home that had a fire that's completely rebuilt right below it that is, I would say, a little different than the home adjacent to it, that there's a couple of homes, high-end homes, that are right there. So my other comment is, in the community, you all do have an awesome reputation of high-end homes with a great experience. But again, ultimately, this is being put in to a parcel that is, you've got residential to the, really to the bottom, even though there's some land in between the two. From a noise perspective would be my concern. Anything else to say, or we'll see who's in the audience to, and then you can come back up and respond to that. You want to do that?
Yep.
So do we have anybody that's signed to speak on behalf of this application? And if yes, do you have a game plan of who goes first? All right.
Good evening. My name is John Barrett, and I own the property where the house burnt down.
Really?
Yes. So lucky for me, I inherited an outdoor living center with a kitchen and a covered patio and an outdoor pool, and I built a house next to that. Okay. Obviously, I'm strongly opposed of the application for a nightly short-term rental at 838 Reinhardt Road. My outdoor living space and kitchen pavilion is only 10 feet 6 inches from the property line. It has been in existence for there for at least 20 years. My main house is 47 feet away from that property line with three bedrooms facing it. So he talks about having a border of trees as a buffer zone. Well, we all know when there's fall, there's no leaves to buffer anything, so the noise just travels right through. The Hammonds already own several Airbnbs, as we all know, in the Branson area, plus they own the nightly rental next to this proposed property, which is approximately 6,000 square feet. It originally was designed as a single-family home. Now they converted it to an Airbnb that hosts large groups, including multiple families, motorcycle groups, to name the least. I've occasionally seen cars packed the parking lot, and I hear it constantly throughout the week. They added extensive amenities, swimming pool, mini golf, basketball court, tennis pickleball court. The playground they created generates a constant, intolerable noise. Racquetballs, bouncing basketballs, large groups that echoes to my home even from a few hundred yards away. This is far more intense than a normal single-family residence use. It's more like a commercial lodging facility, which does not align with RR1 intent or CUP interior criteria. The proposal is a framed as a single-family home for nightly rental, but the track record shows it will function as another large group vacation rental with similar amenities as you just spoke about. The proposed lot is at a higher elevation, which we just spoke, so noise will travel even more directly toward my property. Nothing prevents them from adding another playground amenity there, which will amplify the disturbance. There are septic systems concerns. This is a legitimate health safety concern for high occupancy use, especially with drainage direction. The staff report already red flags septic permit requirements. The higher elevation directs potential drainage towards my property, raising issues for a high occupancy rental. I already experienced water runoff onto my property under heavy rain from that proposed property. This is incapable with RR1 rural residential zoning in neighborhood criteria. The existing operation already creates ongoing nuisances. The second building rental will destroy peaceful enjoyment of my home. The staff report requires compliance with conditional use and nightly rental standards for noise disturbances. Evidence shows this is already challenging. The Hammonds are seeking a single-family home for nightly rental on a vacant 5.36-acre partial zone or single-family rural residential district. The proposal is framed as a single-family, but evidence from the current property shows commercial-scale activity. I strongly ask the commission to oppose this decision for this building, and if there are any further questions, please ask for any concerns or any noise leveling I could give you, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Next, you want to go?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure.
My name is Jim Wicks. Gave you my sheet already. I have identically the same concern you do. My house is, I think, to the west, since I don't have a picture up there. Right behind it, separated only by about 100-foot right-of-way, which is grass. All noise will travel.
Can you point to where your house is at?
I can.
Just to give us sort of a guideline?
Yeah, I can't quite reach it. 161? Yes? This is grass right-of-way? So I don't know where they start and stop. I guess you have to leave all the trees. But.
And the property slopes down. That property slopes down towards mine. So I'm not sure exactly how the septic system is going to work. But I would have concerns.
So you need
that.
To address us, please.
Okay. I would have concerns about how the septic system would work. I have concerns about it says single family nightly rental. I'm not sure what a family means. I'm not sure because I have no information from anyone. How many bedrooms will it have? What will the total occupancy be allowed? How many people may legitimately safely sleep in a room? If there's issues with respect, there are noises with motorcycles and other things that come down there in case there are people who want to have some kind of party out there. How will that be controlled? What are the restrictions on guests? I guess I have 100 other issues, but I'm not sure if I can address them all or just right here or just let someone else speak and me ask more questions. I have no information, so everything I have is a question.
Okay. Well, that's part of the public hearing for you to ask the question. They'll respond, and you'll hear our questions as well. So I think you'll get a little more information.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Mark Robertson. I'm also located near the property, the R1, directly to the south, Hidden Meadows, where the house had burned down. I'm further back in the neighborhood, further to the south.
Okay.
About, I'd say, 5 or 6 houses down. So not directly touching the property, but certainly you see the longer road to the right after the cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yeah, if you can point to us, that'd be awesome.
We're right here.
Okay.
And so our experience with the nightly rental that's already there is we can hear it at our house already with the amenities that they have. So having another one would just couple that. Although there was indication that we could voice concerns over the property or over the noise level, we've lived at that house for 3 years. And we've had no knowledge of who to contact, how to contact them, or anything else. And even if there were noise, how would they control that at all hours of the day? It's mostly loud on Friday nights, Saturdays, Sundays when we're at home. And so certainly even on outside on our back deck, we can hear that noise. And so, again, it's going to be magnified by another similar one with the same amenities that are planned that were never intended for a residential neighborhood. And so as we come down Reinhardt or to our house, you pass this nice single-family home, and it has a residential dumpster out in the front. There's cars all over the place. It's constant that it's in and out. And, again, it's not like an extended stay rental. It's there's always changeover. There's always turnover. And so people coming and going off of that road, out of that neighborhood, out of that home, is just a major disruption. And so, again, our concern is that we bought the home that we have for a residential neighborhood, not for nightly rentals. And so if it was longer-term rental, that'd be fine. A yearly rental, no objection. However, whenever it's not intended for that use and our residential homes are impacted by that, people coming into our neighborhood, not that we're opposed to visitors, but people coming into our neighborhood from that nightly rental up and down our road, as well, and so that's just impactful to our properties. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that everyone that signed up to speak? You want to come back up? Either one of you? The veterans are going to come back up. All right. Any follow-up or feedback
from hearing? All I can say is, you know, I appreciate their feedback, and I want you to know.
Ma'am, Becky, you need to speak to us.
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. I appreciate that feedback. So to me, what I'm hearing is the pickleball court is the noisiest thing.
Well, that I'm just saying that's becoming a lawsuit all over the country where country clubs are converting tennis courts to pickleball courts, and the people that live around tennis courts are cool with it because you can't hear a tennis ball but a pickleball. So I just brought that part up. I think they're what I heard is there are other issues there. Mm-hmm. So and again, you guys do an awesome job. I've always, whatever's come up, I've always heard good things about it. I'm going to just speak. My personal opinion is that's an awesome piece of property, but there's some awesome homes in R1 that are to the south of that. And there are eight items, and I don't know, do we have that sheet? Do you have that sheet of the eight items
we're supposed to?
Of the things to look at. And to me, it's a great concept that's for the wrong location, and we've already pushed the envelope by allowing one of the larger homes in the area to become a nightly rental, would be my personal opinion, but I'm just one vote. Any other questions for the applicant or? Any other discussion or questions for the applicant?
Who owns the property to the west of that? Is it the same landowner? Or
no, it's it was different. Where the tree line is at?
Yeah.
So there's two lots in there? Two open?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a separate owner.
So their buffer area could actually get cleared off, and there would be no buffer, basically.
If the owner of that property,
Yeah.
I would have to echo what Howard said. I'm totally supportive of your efforts and the way you guys operate. Actually, full disclosure, the second house on the right, it was our old house. So I'm glad we weren't there. I would probably say great concept, wrong place.
Any other questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves? Are we far enough along to make a motion? And again, we need a motion in the affirmative so that we can vote it up or down. More questions to ask? And we do have the eight items, you know, depending on how the vote is, we should probably follow it up with some feedback for Cody and Presley.
We'll put it with a report. Either way, it just goes in their file. Excuse me.
Sir, you've already had your time to speak. Anyone?
I'll make the motion. That's what we need.
You'll make the motion to approve the application as presented. So we've got a motion to approve the application.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the application as submitted, please raise your hand and say aye. Opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Motion doesn't carry. Now, I'm sure you're aware you've got Board of Adjustments that you can go to, but we're going to give some additional feedback for the file. Mine would be number two, the conditional uses. would endure the use